Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey everyone, before we jump into today's episode, we've got to give a shout out to our amazing sponsor, Peak Productions.
Yeah, that's right. If you're looking for a top-notch videographer or photographer for your business, events, or pretty much anything else, Peak Productions has you covered.
And get this, they don't just shoot your content, they actually manage your entire social media account. They come out, grab the best shots of you and your videos, schedule a whole week's worth of content so you can kick back, focus on what really matters, like running your business or just enjoying life.
Exactly. These guys are all about delivering high quality results without making you lift a finger. And the best part, if you're listening to this on the Lads podcast, you get 20% off your first job with them. Just mention us when you reach out.
So go ahead, follow Peak Productions on their social media, get in touch with them. Trust us, your content has never looked this good.
Yeah, shout out to Peak Productions.
I want to thank me. I want to thank me for believing in me. I want to thank me for doing all this hard work. I want to thank me for having no days off. I want to thank me for never quitting. I want to thank me for always being a giver and trying to give more than I receive. I want to thank me for trying to do more right than wrong. I want to thank me for just being me at all times. Snoop Dogg, you a bad motherfucker, God.
Do-do-do-do-do-do. It's fucking Friday.
No, it's not.
It is for me.
I know, you finished your week.
Fucking welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of the Lads Podcast. Today is my fucking Friday, so Thursday is the new Friday for me.
But you're right, because this comes out on Friday, so you're right.
So it'll be Friday
it's
anyway.
It's Friday anyway.
So again, it's fucking Friday.
How good does it feel to be at the fucking end of the week?
Oh, fuck, I've had a hectic week.
You've had a hectic week?
Oh, it's just been fucking
I want you to tell me all about it, but first, you need to do something about that before you get into that.
Let's have a beer.
Fucking oath, let's have a beer, man. I need a beer. We all need a beer. Oh, yes, here we go. I don't think we've had these. I'm pretty sure we haven't. Because, you know, we've smashed plenty of beers, but this one,
we're going to have to get a bit of a war going.
Yeah, well, we've got
not
all
maybe
their piss
behind
over there.
Here, but we'll do a bit of a collaboration of all the beers we've had.
Yeah,
so what have we got? We've got a CBC
pale
little
ale.
O with a slash underneath it. What's that symbol mean?
Fucked if I know.
Pale ale, CBC. Pacific Brewing, established in 2000. Is it 2000? Oh, what? Let me put my goggles on.
Showing your age, are you?
Fuck yeah. I actually feel old. I actually even have old people's problems this week. Established in 2004. Australian owned, Australian made. 4.4%, 375 mils.
Mm. So it's a classic golden pale ale showcasing tropical hops from both sides of the Pacific. There's pine. I can't even spit that word out. Aromatics.
You want the goggles, mate.
Yeah, I need the goggles. And gentle bitterness. All right.
Right out. Let's talk. Let's drink.
Yep. It was kind of normal.
Oh, that'd be a five.
Except I did dribble.
Five.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Righto. How'd you go?
A bit harsh today, isn't it?
Yeah. No, I agree. That was a solid five. Oh. Yeah, dude. That was, you know what? That's about an 8.2.
8.2.
It was good. That first little...
You were just trying to lift me up a bit.
Well, no, I'm not pissing in your pockets. It really is. That first crack that made that... gave it to me.
Oh, it's fruity.
Mm.
I'm not normally a pale ale person, but I tell you what, been doing these potties, I'm actually sort of, I'm drawn towards these now. They're actually, it's quite nice. It's got a lot of flavour.
100%. I enjoy pale ales. Actually, I enjoy most beers. I guess probably the only one I don't enjoy is a Guinness. Is that a beer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
But a pale ale, an IPA.
Yep.
But I think the next one we've got, I've already got the fridge stocked.
Have you?
Yeah. So it'll be for the next episode.
I don't know. I'm fucking feeling real thirsty on this Friday afternoon.
Well, we've got a couple of these and we've still got some travels in there anyway.
So actually, we won't take anything away from the CBC pale ale, but the last one we done, Your Mate's Brewery.
Yep.
Yep. So I've actually been to their brewery.
Where is it?
And didn't know. So, well, they actually have a little microbrewery at, I think they're based on the Sunshine Coast somewhere.
Oh, okay.
And they also own one of the bowls clubs. I'm pretty sure it's around Corroy, somewhere like that.
Yeah, right.
And, yeah.
Oh.
Been there a couple of times. So, went there and rolled a few bowls and.
Right.
And had a few my mates.
Well, that sounds like we need to probably go for a road trip one day.
Well, I'm actually going to go up there the weekend after this. So, obviously, this weekend I'm going away on the motorbike ride.
Yes.
So, next weekend we're going up to see my mate Phil's wife, Renee.
Yep.
So we're going up there to get Holly's dress fucking altered for the week.
Oh, yeah.
So I reckon I'm going to go back there and I'm going to show them the video and tell them I want a t-shirt.
Yeah, 100%. And if take a few stickers, no doubt you'll have some stickers.
I'll take some stickers. Yeah, and they also actually do a really nice ginger beer. So we'll have to try one of their ginger beers.
Oh, it's fuck
fucking
yeah.
Mint.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Good. So, no, all that's good. Yeah. This pale ale is going down rather good. So if you need the... Feel the need we need to have a few today.
On a Friday.
Because it's kind of a hydration thing at the moment too.
I think it's more of a need to catch up with a mate and fucking get a few things off the chest. And just
vent. All right, have another drink and we'll get into it. So tell me about your week.
Lots of early starts.
What time are you starting?
Up at like 3:30.
Fuck, that's early.
Leaving at 3:15. So today was supposed to be a 3:30 leaving as well from home.
So you must go to bed early.
Yeah, about like 7:30.
You're gonna have to because you're getting up that. You still need to, like, seriously, if you run on 6 hours a night, you're gonna fucking burn out.
Yeah.
Like people can do 4 hours. I get that.
No, I need about 7 hours.
But the average person, the average sleep, so that you're not fucking fatiguing out and doing all that bullshit, I think you need a minimum of 7 and 8, I reckon, is a sweet spot.
Yep.
But 6, I think, is where if you do that for too long, you're going to burn out. You know what I mean? It's not healthy.
I'm sort of better on 7 than I am for 9 or 10. Like if I wake up after 10 hours sleep, I'm a bit fucking groggy and a bit yuck. But if I sort of that seven hours, I'm sort of that's my sweet
spot.
That's
your body clock anyway, isn't it? Like 7 hours, that's probably like
Definitely 45 minutes is my sleep pattern because I woke up this morning at 3 o'clock going, I don't have to wake up until 3:30. Go back to sleep. Your alarm will go off at 3:30. No alarm go off.
Oh.
So I woke up at 3:45 exactly.
Oh.
And I'm going,
no.
I'm going to be late.
So that puts the day already.
I think that's probably what it is,
that
actually.
That puts the day already behind. Yeah. And that's the same for me. I struggle.
I hate being late.
I fucking hate being late.
I like
being early and organized.
Yep.
So being late already sets the mindset. It's Murphy's Law. When you're late, then there's a snowball effect.
Yep.
When you're early.
Oh, yeah.
Fucks your day up.
Fuel in the motorbike. So I ride past, comes up with the fucking, because I'm riding the bike at the moment because the Land Cruiser is broken down, and riding the bike to work, and on the way home, it comes up with, you've got 78 Ks, ride to your next servo on the fucking screen.
Oh, yeah, yep.
So I want to go home and want to have a beer or fucking relax. I'm not fueling it up. I'll be right. I won't get a 3:30 start in the morning. Yeah, 3:30.
Oh,
so I fucking jump on the bike, turned on, and said, fucking lazy cunt.
So is it 78 this morning?
It was 78 this morning. So I went, I can fucking make it there.
What, Jim Moomer's first server? Yeah.
No, well, I'm not fucking stopping because I'm already late.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, okay, so you're going to go.
That's the thing, is my whole fucking setup for the whole day. And I think you nailed it, actually, is It started off wrong.
Yeah, 100%.
It's time to get organized this new year with Menards. Update your closet system and add style today with Closet Culture. Choose from two closet finishes and four colors of shelf boards to create a functional yet stylish closet solution that matches your home decor. Check out all our Closet Culture closet kits or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com to see all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. And it's just, well, I had a good day, like good bunch of blokes that I work with, and it was a good job and everything like that. But it's just,
yeah. But when you're when in that mindset sad. Of when you're already got that fuck I'm late thought process, for me it fucks the not strategy. It fucks the routine.
The routine.
Where you just boom, boom, boom. And I'm probably not too much of a routine person, but maybe.
Actually, let's talk about routine. So my routine is, so I've got to have my clothes ready. So I've got socks, singlet.
Yep.
I wear a singlet, so I'm old.
Wonder what the cutoff point to singlet is, because I don't wear a singlet.
I wear a singlet because when you sweat, it absorbs the sweat.
I get
and
that.
And it doesn't get the whole thing. So I wear a singlet all through summer. So I don't give a fuck. I'm old.
Doesn't that? I just think that makes you hotter.
That's not my first old thing. No, I don't think it does. I wear a singlet. Actually, I hate it because it fucking, if I don't wear a singlet, the fucking nylon shirts or the shirts actually rub my nipples. And then you got to wear a fucking band-aid on it.
That's good because I've got a bit of nipple talk today. But anyway.
Nipple talk. So I've got very sensitive nipples. So I wear a singlet and it absorbs the sweat and you don't feel yuck. And your shirt's not clean.
So do you go the Bonds?
Yeah, 100% Bonds.
White?
Yeah.
Navy?
No, Navy. Black? Oh, yeah, I'm a wife beater. I've got the wife beater
that's
on, mate.
When we were at Fraser Island, Kai loves wearing singlets, right? So then we went to Lake McKenzie on that last day, and he's taking his bloody singlet off. And I looked at him, I'm like, fuck, he's running the wife beater.
He had the blue one on.
No. He had the white tan, like he's tanned up.
Oh.
Over the last sort of few weeks with the, you know, the early spring and whatnot. But he lives in singlets.
Yep.
So coming out of winter into spring and summer sort of fucking hit us. He's taking his singlet off and we went for a swim. I'm just like, yeah, you need to have your singlet off more often, mate, because you look like you've got a wife beater on now.
So that's been my week. So thank fuck it's over.
Yeah. Yeah, your week's done.
My week's done. So Friday. Yep. So now I've got to polish the bike. So the boys are leaving from Karoi tomorrow morning at about 6:30.
Yep.
So they'll sort of head down.
They're heading this way, aren't
meeting
they?
Meeting at Robina.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got a few hours to polish the bike, pack the gear.
Yep.
Get all that shit.
What
done.
Gear do you take? Because you don't camp or, you know what I mean?
Like, no more camping. So you're first just taking, night's going to be at Tenterfield. So
yeah, but gear that you take, is it more just clothes and...
Yeah, so we ride now. You've got your motorbike boots on, you got your fucking nylon pants, you got your jacket that you wear and a t-shirt underneath it.
And the singlet underneath that.
Well, actually, no, I wear a singlet when I ride.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I don't know. It's just work.
It's just work.
Just work. So what about... I've got no singlet on now. Look.
So what? Yeah, but you finished work.
Yep. So but it must be just a work thing, just absorbs the sweat.
So weekends?
I work so fucking hard, carrying everyone else, if you're fucking listening... And I know you are.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, just joking.
But do you wear a singlet on the weekends?
No.
Okay, so it's just work.
Just work.
Right. That's a bit weird, but it's not. It makes sense.
Yeah.
So when you go on bike riding, you're not singlet.
Yeah, just wearing a t-shirt underneath my bike jacket. Depends how cold it gets, obviously. We'll be going down to Tenterfield, so apparently the weather's down there still a little bit cool.
Yeah.
So I'll chuck in a thermal, but I don't mind the cold, so just suck it up. So
with cold, you can put layers on.
Yeah, but to pack, mate, I'll have one pair of jeans, probably three pair of undies, just in case there's an accident. You only need two.
Yeah, inside, outside, you know.
Yeah, a couple of pairs of socks, the RMs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, rock out the RMs.
Yeah, you do run the RMs. You would have run them at the Bowie show a couple of weeks ago.
No, I didn't.
Oh. You didn't?
No.
What the fuck? What, were you in your Crocs?
No. I think I had thongs on.
Do you know, I saw so many fucking Croc...
Oh, have you seen my Crocs? Oh, no, look at this. Oh,
fuck,
that's a long way down.
What the fuck? Oh, you got the SA Croc.
Fucking Nikes.
Yeah, got the SA, brah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, like Croc slides up in the territory where you got Crocs?
Yep.
Yeah, fuck me. I saw some Croc slides on Fraser Island. Fuck me. They're everywhere.
There's no Crocs on Fraser Island.
No. No, those fucking Crocs.
Oh, these Crocs. Yeah, mate. You walk, fucking, mate,
you walk around and you can see Croc, the imprint of Croc in the sand.
Yeah.
And you're like, fuck me, there's some Crocs getting around.
I'll tell you what. If we get, let's say 1,000 followers on Instagram, I reckon you should have to buy a pair of Crocs.
Fuck off.
Yep.
I'm all fucking against Crocs.
No. I'd actually.
I would rather. I don't know. Do something crazy.
No.
And fun than.
No.
Buy a set of fucking old man fucking dignity losing fucking shoes.
So do you want to hear my other old man fucking story?
What was the first one? Oh, the singlet.
That singlet. So I woke up on, what's today? Today's Thursday. My Friday.
Your Friday.
Tuesday. I can't fucking hear out of my left ear.
Oh, no.
Man, what the fuck? You know I'm deaf anyway. Hey? So I'm just, what the fuck? You're a kind of a thing. Yeah. So, yeah, fucking had, hold on.
So,
fuck.
What?
How about some head noise for that? Only in the right ear, not the left ear.
So you went to bed all right?
Yeah, went to bed all right. And fucking fucking the old left ear, she never wanted to work. And I'm going, oh, I must have some fucking gunk or something in there. So
yeah,
punched the fucking the ear tip thing in there. No good. She's, I'm officially old.
Oh. So no junk in there?
Don't think so.
Oh, your eardrum just turned off.
Yep, just doesn't want to.
Has it restarted?
Nah, it's just making a ringing noise now. So it's sort of just like
maybe the bike ride and the hit some bumps or something might fucking fix it.
You never.
Oh no, you've been riding the bike all week, haven't you?
I have.
Hmm.
I have.
So work is busy. Work is crazy. Oh,
it's nuts. Work can fuck off. You know what else can fuck off?
You've got a 3-day weekend.
Actually, you know what else can fuck off is speed cameras.
Okay. So this is your fuck off for today.
Yep, my fuck off is speed cameras. You can go and get fucked.
Did you get done?
Yep.
Oh.
And that's Ram too.
And it was you?
Yeah, she's got the fucking, she reckons it is, but I don't know.
Oh, you can't see who it is. Is it a back shot, is it?
It was definitely me.
Oh, okay. Yeah. How fast?
It was only 1 point, so.
Oh, you're only under.
That's
isn't that just under 11?
Yeah, I think it was like 7 Ks over. Fuck off. You and your 7 Ks an hour can dead set fuck off. That's not going to hurt anyone.
No. It's not. No. I live on the cruise control. I fucking have to. Otherwise,
yeah, I know. But I get talking on the phone or
that's what happens. That's what happens is the speed picks up and you don't realize it.
And
you
it was one of those cameras that actually it's got the red light camera and the fucking speed camera in the same one. So I'd say I fucking sped up to go through a fucking orange light
or something like that.
Yeah. So speed cameras, if you're listening, you just can fuck off and. Yeah,
yeah. I agree, and especially was it in a 60 zone or a 70 zone?
60 zone.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
I reckon speed cameras can fuck off in everything up to the 80-kilometer zone. You know what I mean?
Because that's just up to that 130 is 30. They can fuck off.
Yeah, that's just fucking revenue raising when you're in the 40, like a 40k. Scrub that. In the 40k zone for school zones, if they've got one, all about it because that's safety for the kids. Great, good. But in the other outside of that, in your 60 zones, your 50 zones, your 70 zones, and then, in the 70 zones, because that's the last zone before you hit 80, fuck off speed cameras.
Mm.
Because it's just like too easy to do 75 in a 70 zone, and you're done.
Actually, I've seen a post in, must have been America or something like that, but they're actually getting drones with boxes flying over the top of speed cameras and dropping the speed cameras. The box over the top of the fucking speed
and
camera.
And fucking off.
Yeah. So I'm actually all about that.
If you've got a drone.
Fucking bring it on.
Oh, and put the Lads podcast sticker on the inside. No, probably not.
Probably don't do that. Don't. And just like that egging last week, don't fucking implement us on anything that's illegal.
Yeah, correct.
But I'm all about if you've got a box and a drone, fucking
just drop it on the camera. Because you can't even, that's coming from the top.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Anyone listening that's got a drone and you've got a fucking speed camera in a zone that
can
I've just.
Can we get into trouble for this or not?
Nah, fuck them.
Fuck them?
Nah, because it's like
in the bum
everyone's
too.
Probably thought about it. And you know what?
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Already doing it overseas, right?
Yeah, it wasn't us. I was just reporting on that. Yeah, so
I would say don't do it, but if you've got a drone, just fucking maybe do it.
And actually, if you have a crack problem too, there's a fucking shit ton of copper in those things too, so fucking into them.
Oh, a what?
A crack problem.
A copper? Crack. Oh, as in to sell the copper?
Yeah, yeah. So if you've got a crack problem, those fucking speed cameras have a lot of copper in them.
I only just got that. Fuck me. I was off my fuck. You got me.
Yeah,
I'm thinking copper. Yeah. Oh, they must have a lot of wiring.
Yeah.
Must have
fucking shit dudes.
Massive big fucking
You fucking
cables?
Get into them and have a fucking quick look around.
Yeah, there is a fucking lot of copper in
it. A lot of gold too. A lot of gold.
Fucking get into fucking it. Got a lot of copper in it.
Yep. So yeah, I'm off fucking speed cameras as you can tell.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's what I mean. Like I'm doing a bit more driving these days in and around with work and whatnot in life. And I am consistently on that fucking cruise control.
Yep.
There's certain zones I'm just like, yep, dial it up. And I do fucking dabble and I do tinker and I do push the limits, but I'm 2K an hour over only. 60K,
oh, no.
I set it to 62. Yep. If I reckon if you hit 63, you're tinkering with danger, as in. And you know what? I'm trying to get all my points back, which
see,
I should
full
check.
Deck of cards. I still actually have a full deck of cards because it's Nat's car, so I reckon she should take those points because it's...
Oh, it's only one.
It's only one, but I just got a full deck of cards back.
Oh, you did. That's right. You did too.
Yeah.
You did the whole. You did the hard yards.
I should say that because that also, it's a bit confusing because you don't actually start with 12 points.
You start with zero.
Zero. You accumulate. So,
correct.
Yeah. So I have 0 points. Well, let's call it a deck of cards because it sounds better.
Yeah.
It's more.
Yeah,
it sounds right. But yeah, definitely. So I'm...
Yeah. I'm going to have to check mine because I... Because you get them back every 3 years, don't you?
So New South Wales... So... As much as we're Queenslanders now.
You fucking oath you are. But you got a Queensland tattoo on you, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, so New South Wales, last year, if you didn't get a speeding fine or anything like that, you get your points back for the whole year. So Queensland.
Really?
Get your fucking act together.
So hang on.
Start fucking rewarding.
If you've accrued
people.
10 points in 2022, and then last year they said, right, if you don't, in 2023, if you don't accumulate 1 point,
You get your points
in
back.
2024, you'll get the whole deck back. Is that what you're saying?
And it's going to keep us earning.
Wow.
Yeah. So if you get all your points back, you can earn more money for the government. So I think it's a fucking good system.
Well, that's saying that. Yeah, but then you need to have a shit year and then a good year.
Mm.
At least that's better than, fuck, I'm not getting that point back for 3 years.
So April, sort of getting, so April, I got my points back the end of April. So what's that? How many months is that?
That's 4 or 5 months.
4 or 5 months. So I've done 4 or 5 months with that. not getting caught. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I haven't been caught yet because it's fucking Nat's car. She can take it.
Oh, well. Shout out to Nat.
Yeah.
Looks like you're taking a point. I think Barney will pay for it.
Oh, I'll fucking pay for it.
Well, you just want your clean deck still for the rest of the year? You want to go, right, I've got him back.
Be good. Actually, one of the other things I want to talk about too, so we'll get off the fucking speeding thing. Coming up to a set of lights, so road bike sort of fucking come in, I do a bit of fucking lane splitting and when it's right conditions.
Yep.
Pull up out the front. Another motorbike beside you.
Yep.
It's a race straight away.
Fucking oath it is.
It's a race.
And you give him a nod, don't you?
You don't even have to fucking nod.
No, you don't.
It's just you line up there.
But you sort of look.
You're sitting there, you're fucking looking. Yeah, I know. It's fucking.
And then one of you just give a little rave, like a little room.
Yeah. It's a race. Did you know when the first motorbike race was ever?
Oh, fuck.
What year it was or anything like that?
I think I have looked this up, but I don't. Was it? Hang on, I'm going
to
take a...
Do you want me to tell you?
No, I'm going to take a stab.
Go for it.
Oh, this could be a fucking a dad joke. Anyway, I'm going to take a stab at 1803. No, hang on. Fuck, 1803? Yeah, 1803. I don't know.
So when was the first motorbike invented?
Probably 1927.
Yep. So it was when the second one was made.
Oh, yeah, there you go. There's a dad joke.
Boom, boom.
Yeah.
It was. Yep. It's fucking impossible. Like, I pulled up there. There was a Harley beside me, and I'm just going, I gotcha.
Yep.
And just, he's fucking into it. Oh, fuck, I'm into it.
Yeah. Yours would take off quicker than the Harley.
Oh, fuck, yeah.
It would launch.
Fucking smashed him.
Yeah, and you'd have more top-end speed anyway.
Yeah.
Fucking hate
it.
Oh,
no. Well, I don't speed, sir. Because points back. Yeah.
Whoops, I didn't say that.
but that's been my week. So, fucking riding the bike still. Fucking... And going for a ride tomorrow. So, fucking way big looking forward to
that.
Yeah,
that's good.
Looking forward. So, booked in the hotel room down at Tenerfield.
Yep.
They only had double beds, like king singles.
Oh, yeah.
So, we're just going to push them together in each room.
Oh, so you've got... Yeah, okay.
So, we've got a double.
So, you've got a double. Yeah.
So, we can sleep together, so... Because we ride BMWs and shit, so... And they weren't, they look a bit strange at you when you say, oh, I want to push them together. And I said, yeah,
right. Yeah. Can you, when you actually, you know what? I need another drink. I'm going to get into this
another
bed talk.
One, jeez.
Have you smashed that yet?
No, I must be talking way
you
too
are.
Much.
You are. This episode's Barney's episode. It's fucking good.
Fucking was off it today. I didn't want to come in.
Fuck, mate. Skull the fuck. Well, not skull it. Drink it moderately and, you know. Anyway, open that fridge. I need another one. Let's crack it. Oh, thank you. I'm going to fucking crack straight away too. That's the second one I've wet myself on. Todd. Noah, don't edit that, Noah. I wet myself. Fucking hell.
Pants wet up.
Yeah. Spilt it. Yeah. Fucking hell. When you really... It still went.
It's a three-way. Three-way crack.
I'll tell you what, I might have to do something with my cracking. My cracks just seem to, I don't know, I just get into it. Anyway, fuck. Yep. So beds. So when you fucking put two single kings together to make a double bed, can you still sleep on it like normal?
Because you've got the fucking joint. You wouldn't be able to sleep on it like normal if you're my wife because she's fucking in the middle. She'd fall down the middle of it.
Well, the beds would...
Yep. Yeah.
Because they're on wheels.
I think it's all in the little fucking thing they put over the top of the mattress to keep
hold
it together. But like most women, they sleep in the middle of the bed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you get this much and that's it. So,
probably.
Yeah.
All right. So you done? Have you got more?
No, I think I'm done talking
now. Well, how about you start having a few hydration
right out
mouthfuls?
And you do a bit of talking.
I've got a question. Should I start? Yeah. What do Mark Wahlberg, Tilda Swinton, Lily Allen, and Bill Paxton have in common?
I actually only know Mark Wahlberg.
Out of all that, yep.
Yep.
Okay, so.
So what is it? Who are they? Do you know who they are?
Yeah, they're actors and they're celebrities. Just celebrities.
Yep.
Just people.
Yep. What do they have in common?
They have more than two nipples. So some of them have a third nipple, and I think one of them might have a fourth.
No one has three nipples.
Nah.
I'm fucking...
Mark Wahlberg has three nipples.
Fuck off.
Nah, I'm serious.
I'm Googling it.
Well, go for it.
I've actually got 5G.
You know what? I'm going to fucking press pause so you can, so we can have a chat. Hang on. All right, so we've just Googled it, just because Barney didn't fucking believe me. What did you Google, mate?
I Googled, does Mark Wahlberg have three nipples?
And what did you find?
He has a third nipple. Fucking Mark, you're a weirdo.
Yeah, that's anyway. So
I actually do not know anyone with a fucking third nipple.
Yeah, I think I do. I can't picture it. I can't tell you who it is now. But yeah, a third nipple. Now, a third nipple might not look like an actual nipple. Sometimes it is a growth, but the doctors or people... deem that as a third nipple, and it's can be random across the chest. I think it's not like you've got
say 1, 2, 3. It's not
no. Sometimes you don't even have the areola.
Oh, have I got a fucking story about areola for you?
I've said areola, so yeah. I've got a story about areola. Okay, so let's get straight into that. You tell me your areola story.
So we went to one of those eat streets.
Oh, mine's the same.
Yeah, the eat streets. That said, what's that fucking sauce like, that fucking aola?
Yeah.
So you, I went straight up and said, it's areola. She's walked up. She's walked up and fucking said, I'll have areola sauce. And she's the fucking shield of you on the counter, mate, is just fucking lost.
Pissed herself laughing.
And Nat now walks up to every time she goes, You can just see see the Confucius in the fucking mind just sitting there going, Arioli, Arioli's tit.
Yeah. 100%.
Ayola.
Yeah. Yep. I did the same fucking thing, but at Domino's Pizzas. I wanted whatever pizza it had aioli sauce on it. And I fucking just went, oh, yeah, what's that pizza with areola sauce on it? And the chick behind there, like, you know, she was only, you know, fucking 18 or whatever. Yep. She looked at me and went, what the fuck are you on? And I went, you know, that white sauce, that areola sauce. And she's just going, aioli sauce? And I went,
yeah, that's the one too.
Yeah, that's what I meant. So same shit, man. I've done the same fucking thing. Yeah, with that's
Matt's never going to forgive me for that one. So.
Fucking oath. Yeah. Ring it. Hey, oi, lads, fucking send us in a fucking story about your aioli stories.
Yep.
Ladspodcast@gmail.com. Voice recording, 2 minutes. I'll take three, but 2 minutes. So, all right. So we've deemed that fucking Mark Wahlberg has three nipples. And you're happy with that? Because you just told me to fuck off.
Yeah, but I didn't see it. So I sort of Googled it, yes. And look, obviously a thing if it fucking Google's saying that he has three nipples.
He's got three nipples. Now, a nipple, it might not look like. So, you know, when you look at a man's chest, I'm just going to pick on a man's chest right now. You've got, you know, your aioles. Said the wrong word.
Arioli.
And then the little nipple, right? Sometimes
we're not putting sauce on a nipple.
You only get the little nipple bit. You don't get the actual areola bit. But it is still a nipple. So it doesn't look like a nipple. It looks like a growth. So anyway.
Actually, why do men have nipples?
So that you can tweak them, baby.
No, but really, though, it's fucking useless.
No, you know, you can hang your keys off it if you've got stiff nipples. That's where I'm getting into.
Fuck, my nipples get fucking
this,
red raw.
This week.
Actually, my nipples actually done a fucking FaceTime.
What the fuck?
Yeah, FaceTime. You were involved.
Hey, what?
Remember the FaceTime between you, me and Noah?
Yes.
That was me just chucking my phone in my pocket and obviously my nipples were...
Fucking...
Look, they're actually hard again now.
You've got erect your nipples.
Yeah, and it's put on there and it's FaceTime because we're all sitting there going...
Who called?
What the fuck's going on
Yeah,
here?
Who called? Like, yeah, I thought
Noah
called
Noah was working.
No, it was fucking... Then I looked back at the call registry and it was you that called.
Yeah, my nipples actually have done a lot and a lot of my mates can actually just go... They'll vouch for that.
I'm going to give you a word that gives you... anyway, this is what I got told this week that I've got stipples.
Stipples?
Yeah, stiff nipples.
Stiff nipples.
Stipples.
Yep.
So your stipples called us.
Oh, mate, they call multiple people.
You've got
constantly.
You've got talented stipples.
I'll actually try to get a few of the boys that I ride with this weekend get them to fucking call in, but I am constantly calling them, especially late at night. Like if I'm doing a night shift or anything like that, chuck the old phone in because you use it as a phone.
Yeah, but don't... Okay.
But you don't use it as a phone and you throw it straight in. Nipple.
Fucking
she's...
Has it ever dialed fucking emergency, 000? Hello?
Mate, it's called a lot of people.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So this week... Oh, fuck. My notes just went... This week, my... Word of the week is, and this is where I'm going with this, stipples.
Stipples.
I then looked it up in the dictionary, and stipples in the dictionary is actually a terminology that painters use when they're painting. So, like, what's a famous...
An artiste painter?
An artiste painter.
No longer a painter on the wall.
Who's a famous artiste? I was going to say Van Gogh, but he's a musician. Fuck, can you help me?
Yep.
You got nothing.
Yep. Now I've got... who painted the Mona Lisa?
Fuck.
Oh, who painted the wall up on the roof?
Wasn't that Michelangelo?
Yeah, Angelo. There you go. Done.
All right. I didn't even know if that's right.
Yeah.
Who cares? Yeah. But anyway, when they are stippling, that's when they are dabbling with a paintbrush and making... I better put that on silent. That's my phone going off. It's fucking cats. Anyway, that's another subject I need to talk about. Stippling is when they paint and the paint and the paintbrush create that height or depth in a painting.
Like a 3D.
Yeah, so it's a raised bit of paint that's like a nipple, like a pointy bit. That's stippling. However, when you look at the Urban Dictionary... not just the normal Oxford dictionary. Stipples in the Urban Dictionary is a stipple is a slang word for a stiff nipple, usually on females coming out of a cool environment, supporting stiff, erect nipples. Stiffles.
Stiffles.
So that's the word of the week, lads. If you're seeing anyone that's got some, you know, pointies.
Actually, I want to use it in a sentence, so can you put it in a sentence for me?
Holy shit, look out, there's some stiffles.
Stiffles coming out of the nightclub.
You can poke my eye out with those stiffles.
Hang your key rings on those stiffles.
How many DVDs can you fucking hang on your stiffles? Those sorts of...
I can probably fit one. Well, they're only little, but they're always hard.
Yeah, so I've got an innie and an outie.
Stop looking at them.
I'm not looking.
You're looking at them. Like, fucking, you're making me conscious.
I've got an innie and an outie, and I always have.
You have?
My left one, I think it's my left one. They're both hard at the moment because we're talking about them. I think it's not. Anyway, I've normally got one that's hard, one that's not, but anyway. Or are you both like boing?
Yeah, oh yeah, they fucking, yeah.
Yeah, right.
I sometimes have to put Band-Aids on them.
Because they rub on your...
That's why we're a singlet.
Yeah, right. Keep your stiffles fucking under control, will you? Fuck. All right, so I'm going to go on a rant here with stiffles and nipples. One study found that the average areola diameter was 4 centimeters. So that's smaller than... Now, this is male stuff, not female. Smaller than a golf ball. That's the areola.
Yep.
The study found that the average nipple was 1.3 centimeters in diameter. So 13 mil around the nipple. This is all males. I'm not, you know, this is all lads.
Have you got any verniers?
Not on me. No. I'll have to go to the workshop for that.
Yep.
9 centimeters in height, I think is... I think is the record. Nine centimeters. Hang on.
In height, so...
Yeah,
that's not... That's out then.
Yeah, that's the... I think that's the Guinness Book... How many DVDs are you going to fucking hang on that?
Fuck, mate. 9 centimetres. I reckon that would be... I'm going to go four.
Four what?
4 DVDs.
On 9 centimetres?
9 centimetres, yeah.
You're going to put 30...
No one's got fucking 9 centimetres. 9 millimetres.
No, centimetres.
Fuck.
Oh, hang on. Sorry, there's a point in front of that.
Yeah, 0.9.
Sorry,
yeah,
average so 0.9 nah, of a centimetre. So yeah. That's 90... That's not even a centimetre.
No. Nah.
Yeah, so sorry.
I reckon 2.
9 mil.
I'm going to go 2.
Okay.
Fucking 9 centimetre nipples.
Do you know how...
That's bigger than some boobs.
Yeah, correct. Do you know, I googled how many... What's the... So this is only in males. This is in lads. What's the world record on the... So Mark Wahlberg has 3 nipples.
I want to say it.
Yeah. What, you want to flick them?
No, I just want to see it. Like, I fucking obviously Googled it, but I've still not seen it.
Do you know what the world record is for the amount of nipples on a male in the world in the Guinness Book of Records? The amount of nipples. So Mark's got 3. I have 2. You have 2.
4.
Higher.
5.
Higher.
7.
Correct.
Fuck off.
There's actually 2 men holding.
Have you got a photo of this?
No, I don't. I don't have a photo. I can grab... Oh, I don't know if there is a photo. But this is just a stat that I've got today off Google.
It'd look like a pig.
Record for the most amount of nipples is 7. There's 2 men that hold this record. You'd look like a pig. I just got that.
Yeah, but like, are they sort of...
I don't know.
Scattered all over.
Don't know.
That's 7
fucking nipples. You can how many DVDs now are you talking?
Well... 2 per nipple.
Two or three.
It depends on the diameter.
So you can only have 21 fucking DVDs hanging off your fucking stipples.
It'd be like a fucking disco.
disco nipple. Disco stew.
Where the fuck?
What?
I'm not even going to ask why.
Why am I thinking? Why? Oh, I do, because I was told this week that I've got stipples. So then my head went into fucking overdrive.
Went into fucking full on fucking stiff.
So then I'm like, well, how do you get rid of big nipples as a guy? Now, this is all about lads. This is all about us as guys. You know, and you do see some guys that have got titties.
Yep.
I'm not just talking about nipples, boobies.
Yep.
Exercises to follow to reduce puffiness of the nipples for men. This is all men. Chest flies, push ups, bench pressing, planks, sprints, reverse cable pulls, dumbbell pullovers. All right, there's your seven top exercises. If you got man boobies, start doing some chest work. And of course, what that, I guess, is going to do is reduce the body fat around that area.
Yeah.
And turn it into muscle.
Yep.
I'm assuming. All right. Then I went on a bit of a tangent. That's nipples. And I didn't accidentally run into this. It just fucking popped up. Do you know what the longest nipple hair on a man is? In length? Have a guess how long the longest in the Guinness Book of Records. Now this was in belongs to Danny.
Yeah, leave it with me. I reckon
this belongs to Daniel Turvey from Italy, as measured in it was in Italy on 13th of March 2013.
I'm gonna go no longer than 11 centimeters.
You got to go higher.
Really?
Yeah, another 6 centimeters on top of that. 17 centimeters or 6.69 inches is the longest.
You know I'm going to start measuring them
nipple
now,
hair. That's a fucking long nipple
hair. I'm actually going to start measuring mine now.
Are you? Have you got nipple hair?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
I don't. Yep. So, what do you reckon the most weight held by nipples is? So, imagine you've got a clamp.
Yeah, so...
You know, like
an alligator clamp.
Yeah, yeah, yep. But it's fucking attached to your nipples, or you've got a piercing like a barbell, and then you've got a bit of chain, and then you're lifting up a weight.
I'm gonna go fairly heavy here because
gonna have to
fucking sickers out there. So
don't go too heavy.
Not sicky. So I reckon 6.3 kilos.
Oh fuck! You need to go heavier than that, bruz.
What?
Yeah, you need to go to 32.6 kilos.
Holy fuck.
Now, I don't know what happens when you go to 32.7 kilos.
Obviously, your nipple stretches.
It fucking probably pops off your body. But 32.6 is the most weight held by nipples. Now, that's achieved by the Baron, is his name, from Finland at Bush Hall, London, UK, in 2013.
Fuck, they have some weird sports, don't they?
Fucking hell, dude.
36 kilos.
Yeah. Hanging off your nipple.
So that's like 3 bags of concrete and 0.6 of a kilo.
No. Bag of concrete is 20, isn't it?
20, yeah. So yeah. 3.
No. 6.
Oh, 36. Sorry. Yeah, sorry. 36. My bad.
Yeah, yeah. No, you're right.
Yep.
You've had a hard day, bro.
It is Friday.
Well, for you. It is Friday.
I'm enjoying these beers too.
So that's stipples. Stiff nipples. I think I need to move on from that chat, but there's a lot going on there because that's what was going through my head. As soon as I was told I had stipples, I went, what the fuck is stipples? And then my brain was like, okay, who's got the longest one? Who's got the heaviest one?
I'm definitely going to be doing a bit of Googling when we get a bit of internet.
Oh, dude, you should not see my fucking internet browser. It is fucking pretty cloudy. Anyway.
Nasty.
Oh, I got to talk to you about something. When I was on Fraser Island, I forgot to bring this up. We're over at Wathumba, and there's me, there's Kells, there's the kids, yep. Then this other four-wheel drive pulls up, and just one dude in the car, and he's gotten out, and I've just done the whole, yeah, mate, how you going? Yeah, and he's going, yeah, mate, yeah, mate, good, mate. 5 minutes later, he comes walking up, only in board shorts, with a bottle of sunscreen in his hand, and he's heading our way.
He didn't ask.
He did.
He fucking didn't.
He did.
As soon as you said that, I just went, this fucker's arsing.
Walked up and he's gone. Nah.
Did he ask you or Kels?
Well, I don't know because I was actually tying a fishing hook on at the time.
Yep.
So I was looking down with my, you know, doing these ones. And his exact words were, I don't want this to be awkward, but can someone rub sunscreen on my back, please? And I've just gone, what the fuck? And I was like, okay.
Oh, well, that's awkward as fuck. So who done it?
Well, I...
You did it, didn't you? You're a filthy animal.
I took one for... Oi!
You're a filthy animal.
I took one for the team.
I'm going, we can't be friends. You fucking...
I took one for the team.
Random males back.
Yep, he's back. Well, I looked at Kels and she was like, fucking tapping out. She was just like, no, fucking not doing that.
No.
So I sort of saw that look on her face and I went...
Was it hairy?
Yeah. Did you just vomit?
I think I just threw up. I threw up a little bit in my mouth.
So you're touching
another man's back.
Yeah.
With sunscreen. Just
and
like,
with hair.
So the hair's just going through your fingers.
Yep. It's now making me want to vomit. But yeah, I did that. So I'm rubbing this
you're
on...
A fucking weirdo.
I'm rubbing this on his back and I'm like... Then I'm thinking, well, who comes to fucking the beach by themselves? And he did say something about, oh, I'm flying solo today. So either his wife and kids have got... Because it was windy, right? Remember I said it was windy.
He's rehearsed this.
Yeah. So he's either one of two guys. He's either got the stroppy wife back at the house out of the wind, enjoying reading a book and a glass of wine.
And people do have stroppy wives.
Yeah. And she's just like, you know what? I've been in the wind too much. I'm going to spend the day in a book with a glass of wine. And I get that. Good. And the kids are probably just like, fuck yeah, I'm tapping out. Today's just too windy. Go on your own. Or he's the other type of guy who's just this freak that goes on his own. I mean, I shouldn't say a freak goes on his own because I've done that.
I reckon he had stiffles.
I reckon
he had stiffles by the time you were...
Me and him locked eyes.
You didn't, did you?
We locked eyes.
Oh.
I looked at him. He gave me the nod and I went, all right, looks like I'm doing it for the team. So he turned around, he gave me the bottle. I'm just like, fuck. I didn't even say yes. I'm just doing it. I'm rubbing sunscreen on a dude's back. And it was a hairy back. Yeah. Yeah.
I wish you didn't tell me that.
Yeah. Hey, it's content.
I'm not good. I'll just put a fucking shirt
on. After it happened, like when it was happening... There was that awkward of silence too. There was like 10 seconds where I'm just like...
Did you get erect?
Nah. Jeez, I knew you...
Did he get erect?
I didn't reach around.
You'd be that type of bloke.
I didn't reach around. I'm just like, I'm not going there, bruv.
Oh.
No, so anyway, there was that awkward silence.
Did he have a trench coat on?
No. He just had board shorts. I'm guessing he's younger than me, so... Like, I'm 46 or 45, but anyway. I reckon he would have been late 30s, 40, you know?
Nah, I'm off him already.
Yeah, anyway. So, we had this moment of, like, silence for about 10 seconds, and you know what chat came out?
What?
How's the wind? That's how awkward it was. It was like, oh, yeah, it's fucking windy, eh, mate? Yeah, it's fucking... Yes. Oh, it's good to be... Yeah, fucking... There. Anyway, finish rubbing him. Oh, fuck. Noah, don't cut that out.
So I finished. Give him a rub and
I give him a fucking rub anyway. I'm fucking rubbing this cream all over his back. It was so good. Anyway, so I finished rubbing.
It wasn't even sunscreen.
And I gave him the bottle back and I was just going, there you go, Braz. Gave him a bit of a fucking wink. Yep,
you
no worries.
Slap on the ass on the way through.
I should have done that.
You did, didn't you?
But then I was like, I had to say it. I'm like, yeah, there's a bit of bro love going on here, Braz, you know.
Was he a good looking bloke or what?
I don't know because he sort of like it happened too quick. I'm just looking at his back. I'm like, fuck, here's the cream. Got to rub. Oh, fuck. It was awkward.
I'm sorry. I'm not. I don't like sunscreen anyway. So it's not.
No, you just burn.
I don't normally walk around asking random men to put fucking sunscreen on me.
So that happened to me on Fraser. I just remembered it. Anyway. I had to get that off my chest. I feel so much better. Fucking hell.
It's happened.
Yeah.
It's happened to you live.
I'm sure there's other men out there that have had to do the hard grind, had to put them first and go, well, I'm not going to let the missus do it.
So if
I don't want the kids to do it.
Yeah, if it was spray sunscreen, you know, the spray.
You still got to rub it in.
No.
Oh, the spray.
The spray stuff.
Yeah.
So I always do this into the kids. I go, right out. They go, come up with this thing and close your eyes, hold your breath.
Yeah.
And I hold it in front of their face and don't do anything and just sit in the gum.
Just
don't open your eyes.
Just copping it. Yeah, yeah.
No. Well, they're not getting anything because I'm just sitting there holding it.
Oh,
so hold your breath. Close your eyes.
Yep.
And go. And just don't spray.
Oh, just don't spray. Yeah,
don't spray. So they're sitting there going, when's a good time to open my eyes up? They don't trust me. They have trust issues, my kids.
So anyway, anyone that's got some sunscreen yarns, chat, awkward moments, you want to share it, you want to get, if you want to be in the cone of silence, like I didn't need to be in the cone of
that
silence.
That actually needed to be in the cone of silence.
Probably needed to be, eh?
Yeah.
Oh, well, it's too late now. It's out. Was it a gay thing?
I think so.
Was there a moment that...
Uh-huh.
Even though I took one for the team, I didn't want didn't want Kels to do it, didn't want the kids to do it. Just had to step up. You know, I'm all about that. I'm stepping up. I'll do it.
So
fucking
it's oath. A... I could be wrong here. Like, you could be a sensitive new age guy.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Nah.
Yep.
Nah.
It's happened.
Nah.
Yep.
Nah.
Done.
I'm too old for that. I'm fucking 45. 46
yeah, no, I just went fuck off and kicked him in the ass.
That's right. Fucking throw sand in his face.
Fucking sunscreen.
Righto. Well, if you've got a sunscreen story about anything, just give us a call. The voice recording, theladspotty@gmail.com. Want to hear it.
Right out. I'm going to have to go and have a piss, mate.
Righto. I'll put the music on then. Oh, yeah. It's always good to have a bit of a...
Oh, fucking eyeballs were floating on this Friday night.
Mm-hmm. Good. So I have got a few more things.
Go for it.
Today I was at work, and when I went out the back of work, you know when you hear a jet fly over?
Yep.
And then you look up, and you're trying to find the fucker. You're like, you can hear him. Where is he? But it was a cloudy day today. Like, not cloudy as in overcast. Well, cloudy as in there's clouds everywhere. And the fucking cheeky bastard, I was listening to him. He was upper. He was doing some fun stuff. And I'm like, that'd be fun right now. But I'm like, where is he? Where the fuck is he? Looking everywhere. I can hear him. He's like, right, he must be. And you got to look in front of the sound.
Yep.
Otherwise, you never fucking see him. And couldn't find him.
Gone.
No. He was just.
Too cloudy. One from Ambley. Yeah.
I have no idea.
Yeah. Like a fighter jet. It
was a jet.
Not a jet. Bloody full of Qantas.
No. It was like a fighter jet. I couldn't see it to tell you if it was a fighter jet or just a... Because we get out here, we get jets come out from Amberley, but we also get jets, private jets that come out from Archerfield.
Yep.
That come out and do loop-de-loopies and fucking all sorts of shit. For licensing and stuff, but... It was crazy today because I'm just like I just want to see him, just want to eyeball him once and go.
Couldn't see him.
Nah, couldn't find him.
I'll tell you what I have seen in our place is balloons, hot air balloons.
Oh fuck, we get them all the time.
So you get up in the morning. I live on acreage.
Yep,
5 acres. I can walk outside naked.
Oh,
go and have a little pee, and you hear. We both done that at the same time.
Yep.
We've done it.
Yep.
It's sitting there going, oh well.
They're only Japanese tourists.
It's so fucking expensive now, though, balloon rides. Have you looked at the prices of it now? It was probably 3 or 4 years ago. It was like $400 a person to go for a fucking balloon ride.
I get freebies.
You do?
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Nah. They
Where
land
are we going?
Because they land.
They land on your place.
They land on our place all the time. Mm. It's like, well, and also a mate of mine, Jay, if you're ever hearing this, Jay, shout out to Jay. He's one of the pilots around here.
Oh, let's do it. Let's do a podcast in a balloon.
Yeah, I'll hook it up.
Yep, done.
Yeah, definitely.
Let's do it.
I can make that happen.
Yep, he's Jay. Probably seen me, Jay. So I live on the road that. Anyway.
Yeah, that's
say
good.
No more.
Mate, I've been getting into a bit of Netflix lately.
Have you? What have you been watching?
The one of the movies. So there's a movie I just watched, and there's also a series I'm balls deep into. Netflix, the Rebel Ridge movie. Rebel Ridge?
Watched it over the last two nights.
Rebel Ridge?
Rebel Ridge.
Yeah. So
how fucking gorgeous are his eyes?
The guy, actor, the main actor.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
He is a fucking handsome-looking man.
Fuck, you're
I'll
up.
I'll tell you what.
You're up me for rubbing a fucking sunscreen
fucking
in him.
If he I'd put sunscreen on him. Like, he's a fucking one handsome-looking dude.
He's got, well, agreed.
Yep.
100%. He's got some muscle where I don't have muscle.
I wasn't looking at his muscles, just looking at his eyes. I'm an eyes man.
So you only just watched it?
Yeah, I watched it over two nights.
Yeah, yeah. It's good, isn't it?
It's been fucking long days.
Yeah, like so corrupt cops.
Nat's sort of sitting there waking me up going, fucking, you want to go? No, I'm fucking watching that. I've been asleep for like 15 minutes.
Good, Joe. So anyone that hasn't watched it yet, Rebel Ridge.
Yeah.
You know what it
reminds me of?
It finishes.
A little bit like Rambo.
Yeah.
You watch Rambo?
Yeah.
So it's got the bridge at the start of it and the fucking, the ex, yeah, returned soldier comes back to town and
It sort of finishes quickly and like, was that it at the end?
Yeah.
But I guess that's what makes sometimes it doesn't have to have a happy ending.
Oh, maybe it's got a fucking a sequel coming up.
Oh, who knows? Maybe. Yeah, maybe.
Yep. So but anyway, what's the TV series?
The Perfect Couple.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's one. I think it's only like 6 episodes or 8 episodes, and I'm halfway through, and it's all about it's like a murder mystery. It starts off with someone dying at the start at a wedding, and then trying to piece it to puzzle to who actually killed her. Yeah. So The Perfect Couple.
The Perfect Couple. I'm going to put that in the notes right now. So
yeah, yeah. It's good. It's got Nicole Kidman in it. Fuck me. She does an awesome job.
I'm actually also watching a fucking Nicole Kidman series as well, but on binge.
Oh, right. Eh?
Yeah.
What's it called?
Big Little Lies. It's also got Reese Witherspoon in it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fuck. She died this week.
Fuck. Reese?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, she got stabbed.
Hey?
Yeah, Reese, what's her last name?
Witherspoon.
No, with a knife.
Fucking hell.
Fucking boom, boom.
Dude, you.
Fucking gotcha. Fuck, that's it.
Holy fucking, fuck.
Mate, all my family, I'm fucking, you, I'm way big proud of that.
Yeah, I've done to say, you fucking got me.
Pulled that one. And that wasn't even rehearsed. That
no,
was
you were just fucking on it. Well done, Barney. Yeah. Yeah, well done. I'll with a spoon? What, no, with fucking, a knife.
Yeah, with a knife.
How can you stab someone with a spoon anyway? Fuck, you got me. Fucking Jesus. So, yeah, Nicole Kidman. Dude, she is so good, eh?
And sexy as fuck.
Oh, yeah,
too,
fuck yeah. So, yeah. But she's playing the wife of a husband. Yep, blah, blah, blah. But she's oh, fuck, she's like, I don't know, she's just got this fucking...
She's sexy as fuck. She's got a bit of an aura around her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But she plays...
She's a great actress.
She plays the villain or the devil of it. You know, she plays really well.
Yeah.
Like, it's like... I don't know Nicole Kidman, and she's be an absolute beautiful woman.
Yeah.
But the way she plays it in this film, and that's actors, right? That's their job. But it just makes you feel like that is her.
Yep. Well, get on to Big Little Lies on binge, because it's, if you don't like it, I'll give you money back.
Oh, yep. Excellent. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
I'll subscribe tonight.
So what is, what's it about? What's the...
So it is actually, it's a wedding. So it's like they go to their holiday home for the summer break. And whilst they're there, they've got a wedding coming up with their son. And with every family, there's skeletons in the cupboard. There's the father's having multiple affairs. He's pretty much rooting everyone. He's just a dirty old man. And I don't know his name or his acting name, but he's been in a lot of films and whatnot. But he's just got that seedy. He's got that seedy look about him. But yeah, what happens? It's really just based around a wedding.
Yep.
Of one of their kids, or the son, one of their sons, and it's just a dysfunctional family that are having a beautiful sort
is
of.
Is it dysfunctional or dysfunctional? Is it just dysfunctional or is it just normal?
Yeah. Anyway, so it starts off with them at a, you know, the night before the Americans do this. It's like a pre-wedding night. It's like the night before the wedding. It's like rehearsals. Is that what they call it? Rehearsals? So, and it's, they have a big piss up and it's rah, rah, rah. It's that night. So the wedding's the next day. So everyone's there. And then they wake up to someone floating in the water, you know. So who did it?
Like on their back?
No, just washed up on the beach. No, because it's
dead.
Yeah, dead on the beach. Yep. So yeah, anyway, and it's one of those ones where you're just like, fuck. It's going to go right to the end. So anyway, watch that. It's good. Shout out. I'm going to do a shout out to Simo's in Beaudesert. Simo's Industrial Supplies.
Yep. Always go there to get my nuts and bolts.
Seals,
for
nuts and bolts. Yep. Went in there today.
For the daddo.
And went in with a sticker.
Yep.
And he's got, have you got two? And I said, fuck yeah. So one on the door, but the door is... glass, so he's put one that side and one that side. So if you're walking in, you see it. If you're walking out, you see it.
Yeah,
same deal. So I'm gonna give you a shout out.
Yeah,
So, Breno at Simo's.
Thanks, Simo's. Thanks. Yeah, oh, mate, I'll tell you what. They are brilliant. So, there's a couple of girls that work behind the counter as well.
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
They know more about nuts and bolts than...
Oh, fucking great.
Mate, I just walk in there and give them, like, here's some samples. Give me five of these, six of those, and the... Yeah, the switched on.
Absolutely. Very so, yeah, just want a quick shout-out to that because I put a sticker up there. So, yep. Good on you. And a couple of episodes ago, I think it was actually last episode, you know, I said plastic straws, and on Up and Go, they were still plastic?
Yep.
Fuckers were listening.
Why?
They're now paper.
Fuck off.
No. Just found out this week.
So you fucked it for everyone.
Yep.
Yep.
They You've were plastic that. Last week. This week, the paper.
Yep.
So I just had to give that little fucking negative shout out to plastic paper fucking
I'll
straws.
I'll tell you what, Ben, Friday night, have you got another one of these?
No.
You don't?
No, but we've got then a fridge. No, there's beer in the fridge, but it's a new flavour. Are you already down?
Yep.
Holy.
I'm done.
Fuck.
It's Friday night.
Well, we're going to have another one.
I've got a lift.
Hey?
I've got a lift.
Have you?
I'm getting picked up.
Really?
I always get picked up.
Yeah, nice. Good. Righto. I'm going to press record. Sorry. I'm going to press pause for a sec. Righto. We're back. Righto.
Back into the fridge. Yeah. Open that fridge up.
Oh, hang on a second. Let me get that fridge door open. What do you got there, Braz?
Mate, we've got an old one. We've got a Your Mates, which I'm actually going to be up there 2 weeks. So, not this weekend, the weekend after. So, I'm coming to see Your Mates.
Yep,
and I'm going to have one of these. And I want a free T-shirt.
Well, that's all you can do is ask.
Yep. Please.
With
please. Actually, fuck it. I'm going to pay for it. I'm going to get
oh,
a
Oh, don't. T-shirt. Just, anyway, right
out. Yeah, right out. Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
You got to rate this one.
Yeah, right. I'm listening. Yeah, that was good.
Had a nice pop at the board's end.
That was good.
Yeah,
I'm going to give you an 8.9. A bit 8.9. Better than the last one.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, nine Cheers, in the nines mate. With that one. It's, yeah, it was good though. Cheers. Shout out to a buddy of mine going through a bit of head noise. You know who you are. Don't need to say your name. So he's had a bit of toughness going on. Mate, we're all thinking about you. And, you know, he's doing all right. He's, you know when... You know, men just sort of bottle things up. And
we do.
You know, we don't get out of our heads, you know.
We suck.
Yep.
We suck.
He listens to the potty and he loves it.
Yeah.
But, he, you know, life just throws him a few bloody curveballs every now and then. So, I saw a quote on Instagram. I thought, you know what, I'm going to play it because it's a pretty harsh one, but I just wanted to play it and we'll have a chat off the back of it.
Done.
You lose the passion to breathe fresh air anymore. And you don't want to live. You're in a terrible place.
No one talks about it. No one even mentions it, lad. Men just kill themselves and no one cares. I'd much rather my friend come to me and speak to me and cry on my shoulder than me have to cry when I'm carrying his coffin a week later.
It's a scary place to be when everyone around you is telling you how good you're doing. And then when you are alone by yourself at night, you look in the mirror and you don't feel like you're doing anything.
And let me tell you this. If you've made it through addiction or mental illness, you have something. Because a lot of people don't. If you are still kicking today, battling those demons, you have something. Because a lot of people didn't wake up today because they couldn't make it. They couldn't cut it and you fucking did. So you have something, but you might not know what it is.
Yeah, so that's, you know, I just wanted to give that a shout out because, you know, times can be tough for a lot of people in a lot of different reasons. But you know what? It's all about, you know, not giving up. Just
getting brings through. Home.
Yep.
Yep.
So shout out to anyone that's doing it hard. Just keep on going. There's no point giving up at all.
I'd rather you talk to me now or at 2 o'clock in the morning than talk at your funeral.
100%. Yeah, 100%.
Let's not do that anymore. Like, let's fucking,
just give us a call. Yep. Give your buddy a call. Give your mate a call. Everyone's got...
And give the funny ones a call too. Like, the funny ones are sort of the ones that sort of get left behind. Like, they're sort of, oh, he's a funny guy. He's fucking happy. He's check on those folks too.
Ah, definitely.
Yeah. Check on those ones. They're,
Yeah.
Well, look at Robin Williams.
You wouldn't have thought that would ever be that way.
That fucking, it'll always ring home.
Yeah.
Whether, yeah, it's just, it's so sad.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. So, you know, some people don't know how to reach out. Some people don't know how to take the next step to get that help.
And I reckon the fastest way to sadness is living through someone else. Like you go, oh, look what they've got. Look what he's doing.
Oh, yeah,
what
yeah.
That's doing. I'm guilty of it. Done it 100%. And it's the fastest way to be sad is by trying to live your life through someone else. But you don't see what they're going through.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
and also break routine a bit too. Like if you're going through some shit, and that head noise is getting, you know, really loud, the best thing to do, and I can't say this is the best thing to do. One thing that you should do is just break routine, and that is by reaching out and talk to someone, going down to the, even if it's going to the local pub for dinner and just having a drink.
Get off social media.
Yep, 100%. Just reach out to a brother.
Any of those the influencers.
Yep.
Influencer A, influencer B. Fucking, it's all shit. So, just live your life. Fucking be happy. Live in those moments.
And if you are going through a tough time, it will get better. Like it will.
It's got to.
It definitely will. Yeah. I've gone through a tough time. You know, a lot of people have. But when you go through a tough time and it's tough at that time, and it will, it can, sometimes it can stay tough for a long time.
Yep.
As in it can draw out. But if you want that process to go any way that you want, you're the one that's going to make that choice to make a difference.
Lean on your mates.
Definitely. So shout out to you, buddy. Mate, I've got your back. You know who you are. I'm a click away from, you know, giving me a call, and we spoke today, and I know you're going through some stress, but hey, you reached out, and I love you, and
that's the first step.
Yeah, definitely.
It's saying, hey, fuck, I'm struggling.
So it's all good. Yep. I'm here for you, and just like anyone else, I'm here for you. All right, so it's good. That's good. I've got a song. You know, I want to go into another song.
Oh, douche, 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 douche.
This one, though, came about after. So I was just talking. So this comes off the back of this chat, as in, like, I'm just going to play it because I didn't hear it on the radio. Normally I hear things on the radio or stereo and whatever, and I play it and I get the buzz. This one I actually sent him. So I searched for something, you know, and I fell into this. So John Farnham, The Voice.
Yep.
You know that song?
Yep. My uncle was a big fan of Johnny Farnham. Oh, he even had the big long fucking denim jacket.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Right. I'm just going to play the song because it's a remix about it. But I sent this to him and he called me back and he was just like, dude, that pepped me up.
Nice.
Here we go. So, yeah, that just sort of...
We're sorry that fucking...
We got into that. Just pick you up?
Yeah. No, like, that's...
You're The Voice. Don't understand... You know, like that... Like, it seriously was, as soon as I heard that.
But the bit of techno, the bit of fucking...
Oh, definitely, man.
Upbeat, the... Yeah.
It gets you going.
Yeah.
That sort of music
was
gets me
buzzing. Was that his last hall? He was famous for the fucking last tour.
He kept going, didn't he?
He did, didn't he? Yeah, and so he should have.
And I think it was like the last time and then the last tour and then the final tour. He just come out of...
he's dead, didn't he?
No, he was crook there.
He was crook, yeah.
Yeah, he was crook. But he's come... I think he's going all right.
Yeah.
But what he went through.
Yeah.
But doesn't that just pick you up, that type of music? Like, and that's...
Yeah.
Even when you hear that song, not, you know, as a...
I've never thought about sending someone that was a bit down a fucking clip of something like that. 100%.
Mate, yeah, it picks you up. Because yeah. I know he works in a truck and he's got, you know, he can listen to music. He's got everything. So when I sent him that, I said, dude, shut everything else off. Shut the UHF off. Yep. Shut everything down. Just crank it. Absolutely crank it.
Perfect. I've never thought of that. That's yep. fucking a great way of just going, listen to this and fucking... And you get that little bit of fucking arm hair.
Oh, definitely. Raising, it yeah. just... It perked me yeah. up. Well and then, done. Yeah. So it... Great. That's Johnny Farman, the voice remix. Yep. That shit gets me fucking...
I'll tell you what's perked me up this fucking Friday night, because I was flat as fuck coming into here.
Yeah, yeah.
And now I'm fucking...
Now you're up.
Yep.
And that's all it is. It's just fucking chatting.
Yep.
It's good. It's great. It's good. So that was that. Have you got a joke?
I fucking do have a joke.
Oh, well, hang on a second. What's your joke?
How does a non-binary person kill someone?
Oh, fuck me. You got... I don't know.
They / them.
Holy fuck.
They slash them. That's how a non-binary person kills someone. Dun, dun.
Oh, fuck. They slash them.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck me. Yep.
I've told that joke that many times this week, and I just fucking... It still cracks me up. So, and I'm not having to go fucking non-binary people.
No. That's gold.
We love yous.
Yeah, that's gold.
We love them.
Yep.
Oh, fuck. I don't know.
Dude.
What about your joke? Where's your joke?
I don't have a joke. No. Don't have a joke, but I've gone through my list. The only other thing I've got is I'm going to give a shout out to a buddy of mine. I'm not going to say his name because hopefully get him on one day. But hey, you know when you go camping, you got to drive somewhere to do that?
To go camping?
Yeah.
Yep.
Buddy of mine, he doesn't go driving. He flies his chopper. And this morning I woke up to him with a picture of his swag rolled out.
Does his name start with J?
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So... His swag's rolled out, and it's like beside a billabong somewhere, and it's the sun's coming up, and all you can see is the swag, and then just in the corner of the picture is the chopper, and it's just like, fuck, that's living, Barry.
Fucking stop it.
Like, yeah, it's just fantastic. Some, you know, so good on you. I want to get you on one day for a chat.
Fuck yes, mate, you do.
You're doing well. Love you heaps, yeah. And that's good. So, mate, I reckon that's done. What a great way to finish with that song.
A Friday night too.
Fucking oath. So guys, lads, get into it. Get out of your head. Get into the shed.
Yep.
Simply, you know, lads is all about lifestyle, adventure, and daily stories. If you guys have got anything out of this episode and you want to participate, the best way to do that is just make a voice recording on your phone, send it in to us via email to theladspotty@gmail.com. And yeah, we'll put you on the show.
Actually, you know what else I'm looking forward to?
What are you looking forward to?
Sunday. We're gonna have a bit of a yarn to a very special person.
Oh, is that this Sunday?
This Sunday coming.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, yep. we'll put
so
that.
So I'm going for the ride. So it'll be Friday, Saturday. I'll be home Sunday lunchtime, and yeah. then we're having a we'll do another guest interview.
Excellent. So that's going to come up
Sunday.
Yeah, and we'll drop that either Monday or Tuesday.
Yep.
So that's good.
Yep.
We've got next week half sorted.
Yep.
Doesn't that feel good to have that?
Actually, we've got a couple of guests lined up too, actually.
Yeah, so. Yeah, definitely. And shout out to another guy. I'll say his name, Phil. I want you to come on. I've been poking him with a stick.
Yes, so, mate, you've told me about this story, and yep. that is interesting.
It's a really, it's so good.
Fuck.
Yep, so yep. I hope we get him on one day.
Yep.
Anyway, so that's good.
Otherwise, mate, I'm done. See you later. Bye.
Seize by. No one's coming to save you. Fucking do it yourself. Come on. Let's go. I don't know what comes.